Okay, she says she don't feel like crying anymore, but then it says, I've been through enough and dating these days isn't the same as before. Well, obviously, the way it was before wasn't working out either because it kept making you cry. Or wait, are you crying now because how it is now? But wait, if it was good before, then why didn't you lock down a man from before when it was good? It's not adding up.
You're single still, right?
Yeah.
How you like it? How
it's
you
amazing.
Like it?
And as you get older, too,
yeah.
It's even better. Because now you're even more set in your ways. And you're not putting up with any bullshit. You might have put up with it 10, 15, 20 years ago. Yeah. All right, not anymore. Like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah. You know, I'm so good.
You know, some chick, you know, you want to go kayak? Nah, go yourself. Have fun. If you drown, I'll get in contact with your family.
I mean, yeah. When men get older, we really don't have a desire to be in a relationship anymore. We've been there, done that. It wasn't that great. A lot of nagging, a lot of, you know, gaslighting from the woman, a lot of just negative things, bringing our spirit and energy down. No, I'm good. I just kick about myself. If only young guys knew what older guys knew when it came to being in long-term relationships with women. Ladies, I want you to make it a better experience for men long term to be in a relationship with you and live in the same house as you. That's what I want you to work on.
20 years ago, I'd be, let me tie one to the roof and go kayak. Yeah, I'm good now. My testosterone's under 400. I'm not putting up with your bullshit anymore. I'm good. Go paint the garage yourself. I'll give you a see if you go paint the garage. Nah, I'm good. I didn't even know we had a garage. I've been on the couch for the last 3 years.
I mean, yeah. Also, don't use, you know, what's between your legs to bargain with, ladies. It's just not right. It's just not okay. Once you get to that point, the relationship is just over. Or I'll just handle it myself, if you know what I mean. Other than be controlled by what's between your legs. Don't do it, ladies. Healthy advice.
So one of the worst things are people who are insecure, because a lot of people turn aggressive and envious and ugly because they're very insecure about themselves, and their way of protecting is to attack other people.
That's a fact. That explanation right there pretty much describes most of the people who treat you poorly in your life.
Out of insecurity. So people who appear to be very macho, very aggressive, are actually riddled with all kinds of insecurities.
Yep.
And those kind of insecurities are revealed through their body language. So I tell you, you go into a boardroom, a meeting with very powerful people, and this one man, generally a man, tends to present this very aggressive front, and yet you see that his foot is shaking like this, or something about his body language doesn't match his words, you realize this isn't that he's playing a game. He's trying to disguise all of these weaknesses.
That's what I feel like most people are doing, male and female. It's not just guys. He's trying to make it seem like it's just guys. Women do it too, but just in different ways. A lot of times women show their insecurities by feeling like they always have to show off their body or putting on this front like I'm the strongest, most independent, yada, 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 do everything for myself. That's a front and false bravado. I get tired of it from everybody. It ain't just men.
And so therefore, if you can recognize that people aren't nearly as powerful and intimidating as they actually are, then in their presence, you don't get emotional. You can calm yourself down. You can say, this person, this Donald Trump, is actually a weak little child. He's actually very insecure. I'm not going to fall for his bullying tactics. So being able to observe people better is actually the best defense that you can have.
Now, the worst thing is you broke up with your man. Now he got his money up. Sit down with me. You're sick.
Ladies, like I said, the grass isn't always greener. All those guys in your inbox, they're selling you a dream. All the stuff you don't like about your man, the next guy probably gonna have that and a little bit more. Like, seriously. Because if you had the discernment to pick the right type of man, you would have picked him already. So if the guy you with now not the right type of man, it's a good chance the next guy not going to be the right type of man. Usually when women get a type, they stick to that type pretty much for life until it's too late and they old and wrinkly and now they want to get a good guy and all that. Nope, too late. Okay, this says, I'm not saying you're wrong for wanting a man to already have his together. What I'm saying is the love hits different when you held them up during the journey. Look, that's a fact. And here's another thing I want to say. When a woman is really feeling you, she'll ride on the back of a scooter with you and hold the mirror. That's what I'm saying. All these women online told me, you got to make six figures. You got to be 6 feet. You can't do this. You can't do that. You yada, 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 yada. All those stipulations go out the window. All of them. When she come in contact with that dude, she just really feeling. I'm telling you. If a chick ain't willing to do this with you, she don't really like you. She like what you could do for her. The lifestyle you could potentially give her. How good you'll look to her friends. When a woman really feeling you for you, she'll do this and more. She'll do anything for you, honestly. Fellas, don't ever find yourself in a relationship where you seem like you're putting more effort and you're willing to do much more than she's willing to do for you.